When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, hey, and welcome to And Just Like What? A Sex in the City Rewind podcast,
where Sex in the City superfans bide their time until And Just Like That starts up again by rewatching Sex in the City, the show that made us who we are today. My name is Ricky.
My name is Meredith.
And we're your co-hosts.
Co-hosts.
Do you see how I tried to inject a lot of context into my intro?
I loved it because it's true. We are waiting and let me tell you.
Oh, there's some news.
What's the news?
I don't think Che is coming back.
Oh, yeah.
There was a little bit of controversy with Sarah Ramirez. So, you know, we're just keeping abreast of the situation, but maybe all of our hopes and dreams are being answered.
So basically, Sarah Ramirez said on, I think it was on Instagram, that they made a comment about how they're sick of being performative.
Yeah.
Including how performative their last role was on TV.
Like it was
not authentic. It was all performative. And it's like, okay. I mean, we're here for that because one likes you.
No one loved the performance.
The performance specifically.
So go ahead. Yeah. But then I read an article in Vulture, of course. Vulture's obsessed with Sex in the City world.
Just like us.
The universe, just like us, like Vulture. It all comes back to Vulture. Beans.
Bing! She's done.
It all comes back to Vulture. So Vulture said that, you know where Sarah Ramirez should be cast is the Gilded Age. And I said, don't go ruining that one too, people.
Why do they want...
there's a public call for this now. Like, it's not like Che has to be somewhere on the air.
I don't understand what Che would play in the Gilded Age.
I think it's where like Sarah Ramirez needs to go and shake up the Gilded Age. But I think they meant like a character like Che.
Okay, so the Gilded Age is...
It's comfort. It's a tea.
It's like cream of wheat.
It's a cream of wheat. And dare I add some maple syrup or some cinnamon sugar on there?
It's
nothing.
It's puzzlingly boring, but also I'm drawn to it.
Yes, it's because it's just really comforting. Like it's a very comforting show to watch. Like everything works out within seconds.
Always. There's
a conflict and within less than 30 seconds, it magically resolves itself right in front of your very eyes.
Someone receives a letter.
Someone gets an inheritance, like a massive inheritance. What?
Yeah. What?
a great aunt dies, right? Like, no, guys.
No.
This didn't happen.
Like, I'd like to see them. And I'm someone who, I don't like things where there's a lot of cliffhangers. I'll usually fast forward to be like, is this person going to be okay? I don't like it.
Oh, really? Do you read ahead in books?
Like 70% of the time.
Oh, I don't get you. Really?
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like the tension. I don't like the dramatic tension.
Coming from a renowned actress herself.
Renowned.
Canadian actress. Okay, well, talking about drama.
So we watched season 3, episode 7, Drama Queens.
Yep.
In our earlier episode, we talked about how someone said that episode, Are We Sluts, is a gateway episode, which I disagree. I actually think this one is more of a gateway episode.
Yes, this one is more of a gateway episode, I think. I actually really quite enjoyed watching this episode.
It's funny. There also are moments that are poignant.
Yeah.
It's melodramatic. It can occasionally be touch on some politics. It's invested in the characters.
It seemed a little more mature.
Yeah.
A little more mature. Whereas sometimes it was like hijinks and some of these situations were built up to be like just pure comedy in a lot of ways. This one just seemed like it just got in a little more into the conversation.
Well, there's some self-reflection from the characters.
Some self-reflection.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Vulture does not agree. Vulture had Arwislet's ranked higher than this one.
Yeah, which, I don't think so.
Y'all, no.
Mm-mm.
You're wrong.
Where did they have it ranked?
70th.
Oh, compared to 60, I think it was 65th. Are we sluts?
62nd was
Sluts. Oh, really? Okay. I would have safely switched those two around because actually there were a lot of things about Are We Sluts that I liked that wouldn't make it bottom of the heap, right? But this one I liked more. So I would have switched them around. I would have given this one 62nd.
There's way better outfits, even that alone.
Oh, yeah. Right? We didn't even talk about that hideous wrap that Carrie was wearing in the last episode. It was like a negligee long kind of like wrap with a see-through with underwear underneath that she was hosting Eden with.
So she is in her sheer dresses, sheer top with a black bra face.
Am I, though, dreaming? Did I hallucinate? Or was Carrie not wearing some sort of denim bra?
A denim bra?
The very first scene there, Aiden and her were in bed and she had like a denim bra on or something.
Maybe.
Like, but it looked like that, not real denim. It looked like a denim print. Like that's the funny. Grossest thing you could wear is like it's polyester, but it's a denim print.
So your nipples can't breathe. It's like right from Giant Tiger, Giant Tiger in rural Quebec. Yes. Tigre géant. Is that how you say that?
Oh, is that what it is? Giant Tiger. I'm trying to think for an American, say, equivalent would be like Dollar Tree type of thing.
Piggly Wiggly?
Piggly Wiggly, which I have no idea what that is. I just have heard it so many times. Driving Miss Daisy. You can get like
baked beans and underwear.
But wasn't that Driving Miss Daisy? Like, take me to the Piggly Wiggly.
The Piggly and he's like, Wiggly.
Oh, you lady. You know what I mean? Oh, that lady. And then drives her and they fall in love.
In Driving Miss Daisy?
Did they fall in love?
No. Didn't they fall in love? That old white lady and her African-American and driver.
Morgan Freeman. Forever old. Forever old.
Do you know who else is forever old?
Who?
So my kids are really into Back to the Future. So when Christopher Lloyd, this is going to blow your mind. When Christopher Lloyd filmed the first Back to the Future.
Ancient, over 100 years old.
He was 46.
Oh, I don't like hearing that. I hate hearing that.
He was 5 years older than me.
Or Wilfred Brimley in Cocoon was like 36. He was like 40. Forever old.
So Mary Steenburgen.
I like her.
Bergen? Yeah, Bergen? So she's in the third one. She's Clara. Doc Brown's third Back to the Future.
Never seen any of them. Don't care.
Okay, well, so she's actually
alternate universe.
She's closer in age to Michael J. Fox, to Marty McFly, than she is to Doc Brown.
Oh.
But she looks old, though. She's like, we have a friend who she's younger than us.
But she looks good to this day.
That's the thing. It's like she always looked mature. She looked always, not always old, mature.
Mature. But then never got really stuck at that like age.
Yeah.
And then like around 65, 66 started to look like that.
Yes.
What she looked like at 36.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of just gradually declining.
There's like a gravitas to her. I don't know. She always
Mary
read.
Steenburgen?
She reads older on camera.
I think she's one of these people that's like a major talent, but you don't give enough credit to.
Well, what else has she been in that we like her in? Case in point.
Wasn't she in this show, something about a book club?
Like Jane Austen's book club?
Something like that. Not that one. Not that one.
So we have a friend.
Something like Circle of Friends. Okay, we have a friend.
We have a friend who she's younger than me by probably 4 years.
Like me? A mutual friend of ours?
No.
Oh,
like Stafford and I.
Okay.
And she's beautiful, like taller than me. But she's always read so mature.
Yeah.
On camera. And so she has like these, like I would go out for ingenue and like here I am competing with these, you know.
Oh my God. So is this just a compliment yourself?
No, I'm saying it was like impossible.
I would read so young. I was actually reading like Gerber Baby and I was trying to sell alcohol. It just didn't fit.
To be fair, I did read young. To be fair, people, when I first started working at Avenue, people thought I was 19.
I know, but you know what? I am that type that when I was young, I read really old.
That's what I'm saying, she does. Our friend does. And she has like made bank because...
Oh, because there's more roles for older people.
Well, for like to play kind of a mature, severe... There's fewer actors.
Well, that's the thing, you know, of the business that there's a lot of people starting out in the business. So they're young. And then there's not many who can stick it out to the 40s, 50s, 60s roles, right?
Well, she's 30 and she reads like 40, 50. But she's beautiful and so looks fresh, right?
Does she know
this?
If she listens to this podcast, she's going to be... Just she knows gutted?
This.
Oh,
okay. No! Yeah. She knows this. She's making bank. It's fantastic.
I'd be gutted if I heard from a friend on a podcast that I read old.
Mature.
It's like, oh, that's like, I was at Shoppers Drug Mart and the woman in the beauty section said, hey, okay, here's
it's
a tip.
It's the senior here's discount a tip.
It's
day.
Senior discount day. And you're
Are you
good.
Kidding?
You're good. She's like, you're good. Just tell them you're senior. Yeah.
Were you so offended? I don't mean that offensively. I mean, like, we can't control...
But that's someone who doesn't know how they come across. Like a Charlotte in this episode. Charlotte does not know how she comes across. Could you imagine sitting at dinner with Charlotte and she's like, fine. Okay, guys, I called you here because I'm getting married this year.
I know, she's insane.
And they're like, oh, are you engaged? No, I've just decided. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
My question insane. Was, how does she have any friends? Why do people want to be friends with her?
She shouldn't. She's one of those... Pretty girls that you'd assume would have a lot of friends, but has zero friends.
Like actual genuine friendships.
Yeah.
Because she's so neurotic and insane.
She is so I mean, it is insane. If I was out for dinner with this person announcing to me.
Okay. Should I do the synopsis?
Please do.
Miranda and Steve are finally feeling comfortable together
too comfortable.
Until she watches the laundry. I think they meant to say washes the laundry.
Well, she watches it too.
She does watch it. She looks at it pretty closely. And there's a close up. It's pretty gross.
Everyone watches that laundry.
Samantha has hot nights with a doctor and decides to follow his example.
He's hot, actually.
He is really hot. Oof. Yeah. Taking Viagra purely for recreational purposes.
Suspect.
Sus.
And he writes her. He could be disbarred. No. What is it called? He could lose his license for writing her prescription and breaking up with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlotte is inspired by a book to start looking for a fiancé. Oh, she's so annoying.
Oh,
more methodically.
Oh.
And commandeers a wedded friend of hers, allegedly the ideal ally, to tell his friend Phil he's supposed to become her dream date. When he stands up the all-too-eager Whoopi Bride of the opera, she goes with Carrie, who is just getting comfortable with Aiden, but suddenly crosses glances with Mr. Big. I mean, they don't really talk about what happens with Carrie, because Carrie is also insane.
But so is Aiden, episode. And I have a theory. Okay.
You think Aiden's insane in this episode?
Yes.
Why?
He gaslights her.
What?
And we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. So, this episode had everything. Gaslighting, sociopathic behavior, catfishing, like everything that makes a New York moment, right?
Yep. So
nothing less.
Carrie's having an existential crisis. It opens with her constantly being like,
she's like full on like exorcist style bed behavior.
Yeah. So the best thing about this opening, though, that I was like obsessed with and I wish I could actually spend a lot of time in, is she's having these existential crises where she keeps waking up in the middle of the night because she thinks she's forgot something. So it shows her the next day opening her junk drawer and
What's
sorting through to be like, maybe I didn't pay a bill. Exactly. I was
What's
like,
in there? I pause. I have to
me
see.
Too. So it has the best thing is it's her junk drawer is incredibly organized.
Oh.
It has NARS makeup. It has her some credit cards. It has coins. It has pens. It's beautiful. It's a thing of beauty.
That's the type of thing that would make me want to be friends with someone. If I was at their house and I had to go into their junk drawer and they just had not like high-end things in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is my people.
Exactly. Oh. Is that why that one time I forgot that I wasn't FaceTiming you and I walked you down my hall and I'd like
when I saw your laundry room, Meredith,
You were worried for me. You called social services.
I didn't see rattan baskets. I did not see... Although, when we're in Miranda's laundry room in this episode, Miranda would have a sensitive skin. How for is sure. she using these detergents?
I mean, it was
all highly scented. There was no other option, was there? You had to use Cheer and All and Tide and Bounce and Gain all in one wash.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. That woman has a rash and it's not chlamydia induced.
We don't even use, we use the like strips.
I use, you know, the Nellie's powder.
Oh, Nellie's is nice. Yeah.
Just a tablespoon of little Nellie's.
We have the awesome. Eco-friendly like washing
strips. Oh, those strips are great. I love those strips. Do you get them from the apothecary?
I don't. I actually have been buying them from Amazon because you can get like a really big box.
You have to send me the link of which ones you get.
I like them. They're good.
I really like them. Okay. So shopping tips.
Shopping hot tips.
Do you want to kind of go? So basically this is kind of like, I actually really like the theme of this because this sense of drama and like not thinking something's real unless you feel badly.
Tension or effort or struggle.
And like, yeah. And like, yeah. You're worried, you know, and like the second that it starts to feel good, you feel like either you feel like something bad is going to happen, like the other shoe is going to drop, or that the reason why you're comfortable is because it's actually not passion.
How sad that because of Carrie's past dating experience, that her existential crisis is because she and Aiden adore each other. They like spending time together.
Yeah.
There's no big issues. He's available to her. Like, how fucked is that? She spirals because of that.
It's terrible. And then the fact that she's like, I've become big in this relationship. But haven't we known it all along? Like, haven't we known that Carrie craves...
Tension.
And she's just really immature.
Well, she has an insecure attachment style. So this 100% makes sense, is that that she seeks the avoider, she chases them. And that's her understanding of how a relationship should work.
Right.
That she's constantly chasing, you know, acknowledgement, fulfillment, care, intimacy. And so when she doesn't have someone who makes her chase it, she spirals. She's her own red flag. She's like a walking red flag.
She's a walking red flag. So fabulous. Yeah.
So fabulous. Looks great, though, as she's walking.
Yeah, but don't get to know her.
Yeah, don't hang out with her. She's
don't
too much.
Crack that nut.
Yeah.
Okay, should we take a quick step back and go through subplots, like sub-character lines, and then get to Carrie? Because there's a bit, she's an onion.
It's so interesting seeing the evolution of the relationship, knowing what happens in and just like that.
Where it goes, yeah.
Right?
Could you imagine some of the being with him and some of the looks that he wears? Some of those outfits?
Yeah. I like it. And I think he's cute. I think he's cute. You wouldn't kiss that face?
Yes, I would. But, oh, yeah. For sure.
He's cute. And it's like denim. I like his.
Very attractive. But do you think this like easygoing Hakuna Matata kind of guy is sexy? I just feel like that attitude would really wear on me. It
would. I like you're doing like a surfer.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, chill out,
Carrie. I like it.
Like, we're going to just go with the flow, Carrie. Like,
But I think he is upsetting her. I just don't think we get to witness his internal world here. Because I think she's awful to him. Like when they're walking down the street, she's like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you still single? Like,
why are you married? No, she actually is like, why are you married?
Yeah.
And he could easily turn that on her. He's like, well, you're hot. Why aren't you married?
Exactly.
And that would really be a different type of conversation. Like, that would be really wrong. One thing that I thought was very funny is that she called his business and they were like, hi, furniture company.
I know, furniture company. Wait, we can't think of a name for Aiden's company. Furniture company.
Like, this has no SEO potential. This was before Google.
This is the first furniture company in New York, so he trademarked it.
Did he get Charlotte, the .com? Because,
He better. He's going to sell it for a lot of money. So Charlotte is insane in this episode. Like you said,
she's reading a book called
Marriage Inc.
Oh, yeah. And she has to be a CEO of her marriage corporation.
Yeah. And her friends are being mean to her. But she is annoying.
Could you imagine? Easy target. I think that happens. Like, those friends would gang up on the vulnerable one. And she's so easy to gang up on. Samantha's quite easy to gang up on because they slut shame her. She was like, in the last episode, she's like, I don't know, I slutty? And they all kind of roll their eyes and like, it's a comedic moment. They slut shame her all the time.
Yeah.
And Charlotte's just a walking target. I mean.
Yeah, she's ridiculous. She's decided she wants to get married.
She brought the book. She brought the book to show them. And I just can't believe it. And how cynical Miranda is. It just doesn't go well.
Yeah. So Charlotte basically, she goes for dinner with her married friend who we've never met before. The husband has a full-on unibrow, which, I mean, it's 2000.
I kind of think he's kind of cute.
You like the unibrow? It's attached between his eyebrows. There's a line that attaches that hair.
Yeah, this couple was like mismatched. I didn't get it.
Yeah. So anyways, so Charlotte goes
Did you say it's a hair belt?
It's a hair belt.
A hair headband?
It's a head hairband. So, like, it brings new meaning to hairband.
I love it.
Ooh. So they're trying to think of a single friend that maybe they can set Charlotte up with, and he thinks about Phil. And then Charlotte proceeds to hound this man like a stalker.
Calling him incessantly. Incessantly. Freaking out.
Yeah.
Freaking out at this person. You said Phil is coming. I thought Phil is going to be my next husband. It's too much. And I thought that maybe some of this could have been funny or intriguing or played differently if it was a better actress. I have to say,
I thought
that some of this, like, she, because there's no middle ground. She's just playing the intention so obviously that it's paint by numbers acting. But someone like Miranda would have found the in between.
There might have been some more self-awareness in it.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, like, I get this. I get that I'm being insane, but I need to do
But I this, can't stop it, exactly. Right?
And then finally he answers. And he's like, oh, yeah. I was out of town. What's his name? Phil? No, Phil's the other guy.
Phil's the guy that she wants to be set up with. His name is Dennis? Mm. Ethan? No, Dennis.
Dennis. And so Dennis is like, okay, no, I'm going to set you guys up for tomorrow at the bar. And then he, so psychotic. He shows up. Yeah. And she runs, and it's gross. It's actually really, really frightening because he actually grabs at her physically to keep her in the bar as she's leaving.
You were worried for her safety?
Yeah, a little bit because she actually does run into traffic and almost dies.
But then she meets Trey.
See, this is, I really loved. And It's a good meet cute. Trey's the perfect person for this meet cute. And and also the era of Trey in Sex and the City is very good, I think.
It's a
great. Very good era for the show.
Yeah, it's a really good storyline for Charlotte. She actually gets some something. Emotional depth.
And then
depth.
We get Bunny.
And then we get Bunny.
And we get all those things. And Trey brings a lot to the table as a person because he's very complex, actually. I kind of liked it. I was like, oh yeah, Trey gets introduced right now.
So this actor who plays Dennis, Ethan Sandler, he's married to Catherine Hahn.
No, really?
The queen,
Catherine Hahn.
She's the best.
What's she up to? Can you find out what she's up to?
She is doing, remember she did that?
Oh my God.
That show with Elizabeth Olsen, like in the Marvel, WandaVision. So she's doing a spinoff.
Right. Oh, because it was like such a breakout for her.
Agatha, The Darkhold Diaries.
That's right. Yes.
Yep. She's the best. I just love her.
Oh, she was good. I really liked that show, actually.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
It makes me like him more because he's married to a badass.
How interesting. So he must be like quite relatively working and employable.
He,
and like
he has a lot of credits, but he's an executive producer. He became a producer. It's so fun to go down like a IMDb rabbit hole.
I do this a lot, but I do. Yeah. I do it in the Sex and the City sphere.
Oh, for sure.
I always like have to remember that Sarah Jessica Parker was very famous and she was a party girl in the 80s. I mean,
oh, child star, full child on child star.
And dating Robert Downey Jr. And yes. I think other famous guys and like out with everyone, right? Like every opening, every party, every scene, Sarah Jessica Parker was there.
She is, when you think of it in that context, she's extremely well adjusted.
Oh God.
Because she was a child star.
I follow her now and she's almost boring.
You do think?
She's almost a little boring. Like she, but I like it. Like I'm glad to see that because it's not anything more than just like the book that she's reading currently. And I'm very happy to see that.
Well,
speaking
yeah.
to being adjusted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Charlotte.
So Charlotte meets Trey. That's like, that's the biggest.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Samantha.
Samantha's dating this really hot. Ear, nose, and throat
Mark
doctor. Dr.
Mark Rassilon.
Yeah. He's hot.
Oh, so cute.
He must be
and
a
actually,
model.
He must be.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually, oh, wow. They're finally getting cast like better looking guys like that they can actually be attracted to in those scenes somewhat yep. or like or it makes sense like for someone like Kim Cattrall so they're hot and heavy and he takes out a Viagra pill and she's like, oh, do you need that? And he's like, no, I do this for purely recreational reasons. Yeah. So that sets you throws you into the stratosphere and she's like
and then she takes it.
And then she takes it and she's like, wow,
and then she's like, ah, ah, ah.
And when they cut to his face, he's absolutely terrified of her. Like she he is terrified of what's happening. And he actually slows it down. And the next time he's like, no more Viagra.
It's like those horror
You're
movie
done.
Tropes.
You're done.
Of how like a woman's vagina is actually full of like teeth.
Little teeth. Oh, mm-hmm. That is terrifying.
Like that's what's happening.
That's what's happening. That yeah. is what's happening. Like they're both so high on Viagra and he's terrified. And like, oh.
It, like her muscles are like squeezing his, he's just like, oh, like sucking his life force.
And her eyes go so unfocused. Like you're like, yeah. If this woman dies, I have a lot of explaining to do. Like,
yeah, exactly. I wonder if Viagra does work on women. Should I Google that or do we care enough?
It does. It's got this like, yes. And that was like kind of the big, this caught on to a little bit of the conversation. They were just realizing, well, Viagra was kind of the big newsmaker of this time because it was like, wow. And then if women take Viagra, it basically just heightens their sexual experience.
It just kind of like pumps blood to
engorges
your...
Engorges.
Ah.
Okay. Everything.
That's interesting. And then Miranda and Steve, it's, again, I think they're dirty people.
They're disgusting. They're disgusting.
Remember there came so many stories out about like celebrities not bathing in last 2022, 2023. Remember all these news stories like...
Oh, yeah.
Ashton Kutcher, like, they don't bathe their kids. Kristen Bell, like, they don't bathe their kids. Kelly Clarkson says she pees in the shower every time she's in there. And
all anti-vax, right?
It's gross. And
there's
then
probably something about it, like some sort of new age. There's something, a Hollywood doctor who's behind some of that stuff.
Do you think? I think it's also privilege to be like, oh, we don't have to be clean.
Oh, it's kind of like a chic, like, surfer. Like, we're kind of surfer around here.
Yeah.
Like, we don't bathe. Like, kids choose when they want to bathe. Okay. Yeah, I do remember. They're so gross. So, Miranda and Steve, they're settling into domestic bliss, right?
Is
the
it
drama, they're drama-free. Well, that's kind of how
question.
They feel, right? Like, they have sex for... No, they have dinner.
8 minutes, yeah.
No, they have dinner. He has a lasagna ready for her when she gets home.
She doesn't even use a plate.
They don't even use a plate. Dirty, gross.
Yeah.
disgusting.
Yeah.
And then they have a dessert.
Yep. They share ice cream.
They share an ice cream.
Oh. Which you see them doing in and just like that. Remember, they have their epic Sunday
That's
night.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then sex for 8 minutes, which the goal is orgasm. Uh-huh. Right? Mm-hmm. And I loved that Carrie was like, well, at least you're in the game. Like,
exactly.
You know what? Like, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
And then Dateline. I mean, can you describe a better night?
It's
but they
true.
Only watched 12 minutes of Dateline, and I think you should watch the full hour because I listen to the Dateline podcast so religiously. Let me tell you, after our podcast,
you listen to Dateline?
I actually do listen to ours just to make sure that I edited it properly.
I love listening to ours when I work out. And my kids like listening to it because they like hearing when I talk about them. They love it.
Really?
It's okay. Saffron will be like, you can't, we have to turn this off. They can't listen.
Oh my
to this.
God. I'm just.
They're our biggest fans.
Wow. I'm speechless. Oh my God. They listen to what I have to say?
Not all the time.
So, yes. Yeah, so anyway, so Dateline is fabulous, but you can't listen to just the first half because the second half is the reveal. Like,
I know.
You have to have the reveal.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something wrong there.
I mean, that does sound like a perfect night. To be honest, I like going out to the movies. That's my perfect night.
That is a nice night because, you know, it means it's a real kind of date.
It's a treat.
It's a
like
treat.
Because it's so effing expensive to go to the movies.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
And it's a little out there, right? Hard to find a good movie these days, that's for sure. But anyway.
Writers
and
actors.
Anatomy of a Fall, everyone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yep. My God. It's just unbelievable.
So good.
It blows everything away.
Well, we saw the Mean Girls musical and really, really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a nice date night. Going to the Broadway across Canada.
No, we saw the movie.
Oh, the movie.
The Tina Fey. Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. And it was good.
Yeah. We couldn't afford the musical. It would have been like $500.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Is Lindsay Lohan
I don't want to tell you. I want you to be surprised.
Okay, okay,
But the answer is yes. Anyway. So, meanwhile, Carrie is being a psycho. She looks really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. She looks healthy and all those things.
Oh, Miranda. Cuts her nails in bed.
Her toenails.
And then she finds...
Steve has...
Full-on skid marks.
A brutal skid mark.
He shit his pants.
Have you ever seen
That's
a skid mark?
That's not from itching. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have to really scratch that anus... And you know what I mean? Like, it's possible. It's possible.
I mean, I've witnessed it in my kids, but they're children.
I'm just trying to think, like, if I've had, I don't know, like, once I had, like, a Big Mac, like, a McMeal, and slightly sharded, like, that happens after a McDonald's. And that was
I
the
hear
last
you.
Time, right?
That does
like, that's
happen.
Like, that's a basically shit your pant moment.
I hear you. I mean, it's a normal biological function, but for like, I mean, I've never seen a poop smear for Stafford, but it's not like I look at his underwear that closely.
Do you wash his clothes?
No, we both put like, we'll just put laundry in.
Oh, like in the whites or something or in the like.
We don't even separate.
Meredith.
What?
Why don't you?
Because you've seen the laundry I have to deal with. I have children.
But it's not like you're saving much time. I saw so much laundry down there. You could easily pick out all the whites fast.
I'm not doing it.
It was all just on the floor.
I'm not doing it.
Matt doesn't separate either, and his whites are not white. I only exclusively wear white underwear. Tidy whities.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be white, and you bleach them?
No, I just, every year, I buy two or three new packs of Polo with tidy whities, and they look great all the time.
Yeah.
Feel like a traditional man. Okay, so...
Marlboro man.
Yes, and it's just wild. It's just wild to me that Steve?
Ugh.
Please just give me a break.
It's kind of repulsive.
Get with it. Get with it.
Yeah. And then they have this, and then Miranda and Carrie have this hilarious conversation about how men have poop spears. Like, are they just too lazy to wipe? Like, is it a gender thing? They just don't take care of their buttholes in that way?
Interesting. It could be a spicy meal. Because sometimes when you wipe that, it's hard to really
clean
it all up.
That we use toilet paper is kind of funny. Like, we really should. It should be. Do you have a bidet?
A bidet. No, we don't. But our friends have a Japanese, like one of those Japanese toilets.
Yep.
With many, many settings.
You can get one with, you can get like a little bidet attachment, but I'd only want it warm. Like
Oh, are they freezing cold?
Well, you can attach it right to your, like, your sink.
Oh,
and then,
oh, I see. Okay.
And it's just a cold squirt up your butt. I don't
just,
like
just
that.
To make yourself uptight in the morning. Like, just give yourself a shot of icy cold
stick right
water.
Up the butt. Start my day.
Okay. So, okay. Carrie.
Carrie is psychotic.
She's
and
like psycho. She is waking up like full, like I said, exorcist every night.
Because
things are going too well.
Yeah, because Aiden is too available to her, which she actually says to him, which is insane. So she almost pushes this really great guy away, which we in turn discover that she does exactly that. Like, she's self-sabotaging so much by being with someone who's secure.
Yes.
Right? And not avoidant.
Yeah.
Who actually cares about her and is willing to show it. And she's so freaked out by that.
At least she kind of acknowledges that she's being fucked up. Like, at brunch, she said, you know, I'm just so used to the hunt and I'm just so attuned to, like, these guys, you know what I mean? Like, this is freaking me out. And
and
I
that's
just
the insecure. That's like her fully attachment style rearing its head.
Yeah.
And the thing about attachment styles is that it's not like they're fluid, right? You will adjust depending on who you're with. And so she gets there, but Aiden wants to introduce her to his parents and she loses her mind and was like, yeah, can't see you.
Freaks the fuck out.
Yeah.
Freaks the fuck out. But one thing I thought was really funny is, like, why is this going so fast? Because, like, they haven't met very long ago. She was like having another existential crisis when they hadn't had sex after a week and a half.
Yeah.
And then right now she's saying she's ready for her third act with him. What do you mean? Like, she was saying, oh, the crisis comes in the second act and then it's good, you know? But I'm like, haven't you guys only been dating for like a month? Like, what are you talking about? The third act is like retirement, isn't it? I don't get all of this. Like, why is she on such a timeline here?
Yeah. And Big, I guess, is back in the city. That's the other spoiler.
Oh, well, yeah. So, okay. So part of this is that Charlotte is like so insane and like she doesn't have a date for Aida. She's going to the opera. Mm-hmm. And Aida is a very good opera.
Really? I was going to say it looked hella boring.
It's hella boring. And I kind of loved Carrie like ding, 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 chewing gum. Snapping
her Nicorette. It's her Nicorette.
Oh, it's Nicorette.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And she takes the opera glasses and scans the room. I thought this was a really fun scene. I liked this and we all knew what was going to happen. Right. So she sees Mr. Big and just again, freaks the fuck out and leaves instantly. Yeah. Which is not being a very good friend, Carrie.
No, it's terrible. She leaves Charlotte at the opera in like the first 10 minutes.
You know what? Also, though, I understand with how Charlotte has been acting, I bet she had that in her head too. She's like, Charlotte's so insane right now. I have to leave. Yeah. And this is all I needed to actually make this decision to do
it. Charlotte's so insane. I'm actually not safe with her.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah.
But you know what? Carrie calls herself admittedly hysterical, which I thought was very not feminist.
You think?
Well, there's this whole thing about like hysteria being linked to the condition of women because of
100%. Right? Oh,
and I just think that it's like a taboo word to use with, you know, women's emotions.
I mean, there's been times I've felt hysterical, but I've also witnessed that in other genders.
Yes, of course. Right. But you don't really say men are hysterical.
I do.
Oh, good. Equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity hysterics. So the thing that I clocked that I was the most troubled by
mm-hmm.
was at the end when Carrie decides she hasn't heard from Aiden for 2 days and has tried to call him and he hasn't called her back. And so she's losing her mind. She goes to the restaurant that he's having breakfast mm-hmm. with his parents. And
you freak out because of his Esso hat. And his...
That is how I freaked out, because he's wearing a backwards hat on the largest possible size. Like, how big is his head?
And it accentuates his balding crown. Or his balding hair.
I paused it. I was like, how is this man wearing this hat on the largest possible...
It looked like Ben, what's his name? Ben Affleck Sherman? On his worst day.
Just, you know, before he got like his Phoenix tattoo. Oh.
Like, just smoking 2 packs straight, you know? J-Lo screaming inside.
I could not look away. I was like, who would style him like that?
It was styled in, it was supposed to look kind of cool New York-y weekend.
It didn't.
And it just ended up looking wild.
Like, maybe find him a hat that fits that doesn't look like.
So unflattering.
He's like an elephant man hat head.
Sunglasses inside. Like, yeah. Treat your parents better with more respect.
Treat your parents better.
Show up for your parents.
And then,
no. That wasn't. Okay. And then what?
That's it.
Well, that wasn't the... Okay, so listen. Okay. So they're going through this and she's like, you're too available. Like, she's, you know, you're too available. Like, kind of has this moment. But then she tries to call... Like, she goes through a bit of a journey. Then she just wants to be with him, right? Like, she resolves this on her own and calls him incessantly for 2 days. It yeah. only is incessant after this first day, right? Like, he should pick up on the first ring, on the first time. Like, don't, like, he was screening his calls. He wasn't answering.
Well, but she was being a bitch to him and said, I don't want to meet your parents.
Okay. But it was kind of like, you know, I'm not ready. No, she just said, I'm not ready to meet your parents. And that is fair.
That is fair.
So then she comes to the restaurant because it kind of drives her crazy. And that's how Carrie is. Like, you're not going to answer my call. I'm getting a little crazy here because this is wrong.
I'm going to stalk you.
But listen, she's like, I've been calling you. Like, it's really upsetting. And I just can't get through to you. And he's like, you know what, Carrie? You told me I was too available. It's because of you, Carrie, right? That's gaslighting. So he said, you wanted me to be less available. So me not answering the calls is what you actually wanted, Carrie.
But that is what you wanted.
No, when you call someone, you actually want them to answer.
Guess. I don't know.
Right? Like, that's classic gaslighting.
I guess.
You say it. You know what I mean? Like, is he going to
use that
again?
I know what you mean. But do I feel like that she kind of deserved it also? Yes.
I don't know.
Is that
know.
Unfeminist of me? Am I being hysterical?
I think so. I think it's like giving him too much credit, honestly.
Okay, fair.
Also, I mean, I was so pissed off at what he was wearing that nothing... I had no high opinion. I could not have... thought anything good of Aiden in this moment.
So Aiden he's in a rough era right now. Like
he's gaining a lot of weight.
They mention it when he comes back, right? Like when he comes back, I think in what, season 4?
And he's svelte.
Yeah, and he looks way better and he's dressing better.
I know, but there's literally a scene coming up soon where he's just eating chicken. Like he is just
chicken in a bucket.
Elvis Presley style.
Wait, do you think that Aiden had went to Turkey and got hair transplant?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's settled.
That was that.
That was that.
You know what? We had a lot of opinions about that one.
Yeah, we did. We liked it. Watch it.
I really liked it. And actually, think you're right. Like, this is the gateway episode. This, I think, I start to see, okay, Aiden and Carrie... Trey and
Charlotte.
And I'm seeing Steve and Miranda. And
Samantha,
like,
and her relationship with her clitoris.
Yeah, so Samantha doesn't have anything yet.
Well, she has her deep and romantic relationship with her own sex organs.
That's true. So she's deeply involved in herself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And that was fun.
Do 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 do